Next patient is Diane Wilkerson. That is D-I-A-N-E. Diane Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. Diane Wilkerson. Date of birth is 7/12/1951. Please make a copy for Brittany Newton, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. I'm sorry, Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y, Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N, M-D. Please make a copy for her, please. Chief complaint is history of asthma and chronic bronchitis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 71-year-old female who has a prior history of asthma, has had episodes of wheezing and shortness of breath. The patient also has a cough and has been on bronchodilators, including Symbicort inhaler, 2 puffs twice a day. She denies any chest pains and denied fevers and night sweats. And her most recent, I'm sorry, she has had no recent chest x-rays. The patient also uses albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for spinal cavernous angioma that was resected. And a history for a hysterectomy. She also has a long-standing history of asthma and has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient, oh, can you also mention in the past history the patient had a right knee replacement on 4/28/23. Next paragraph, allergies to perfumes and chemicals, but no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history, father died of unknown causes, mother died of pulmonary embolism and seizures. Next paragraph, med list included Symbicort 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, and Synthroid 100 micrograms daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient complains of wheezing, shortness of breath, occasional cough. She denies abdominal pains, nausea, and or heartburn. She denies diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has vertigo, denies any blurry vision, and she has no easy bruising or enlarged glands. She does have joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and denies any skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Physical, can you mention in the habits? The patient does not smoke, but she was exposed to secondhand smoke for over 18 years during her childhood. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse is 75, respiration 16. Temperature 97 to weight is 212, saturation 93. On room air, HG and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue, sclera very clear. Tongue is moist, throat is clear. Ears non-inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions, and there are scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart seems regular as on an S2 with no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, beast without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with mild varicosity, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2, hypothyroidism. And number 3 is allergic rhinitis, and next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest as well as a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CBC, IgE level, and a complete metabolic profile. She was placed on Breztri, B-R-E-Z, T-R-I, Breztri, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and use the albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brittany Newton, MD. Brittany Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N, MD. Thank you.